Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm international meditation master. And today I want to speak, "Hey Babe, Take a Walk on the Wild Side." This song was from Lou Reed, and I've heard it so many times. Yes. As inspiration. Fear is essential. Try all to go beyond of your imaginations, beyond of your moralities, your assumption, and try out something entirely new. Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Jimmy Rocha, the legendary hedge fund manager, maybe the best in the world, had met this again and again and again. And maybe this is the reason why he was so successful. We have imprisoned ourselves by our assumption moralities, roots, and so we can't get what we want. Even we don't know what we want. Yes, most of the people don't know. Life is too short to wait for this magic moment that everything happens just so. But this will never happen. But what is in our favor? What we should do? We hear it everywhere. Even it's wrong. To get rich and successful and to function like a clock. Or like Clockwork Orange from Stanley Kubrick. This movie was over 30 years forbidden in the UK. Yes. One of the greatest movies. In this movie, they pressure people to fit into society for every price. Think it's over. We should fit in the society. But we don't need that. We have done it by ourselves. And then we put us in a prison and throw away the key. Yes. But there is a key. We want to be free. Maybe in a madhouse. I read now the famous book, Veronica Decides to Die, from the very famous author, Paulo Coelho from Brasilia. Veronica has only a few days to live after her suicide attempt. And she is in a madhouse. She discovers her genius talent as a pianist. She goes beyond her sexual imaginations. Yes. She tries out again and again what she never had tried out before. And then she started to enjoy her life. Wow. We stop our thinking on the ball of our morality. Morality doesn't understand life because it is a shortcut to rationalize. But what is beyond of our self-imposed rules? Example? Yes. The enfant terrible. The wicked child. Okay. I got as an atheist from Bhagwan the special name Gantia. The meaning is this is a name of God, and to be unconditionally is an answer of God, as an atheist. So what? I experience as an atheist through a deep love with my darling God. We both applied the wild tantra, and to that our heart opened to God. Yes, this is possible. For sure, making love in the right way is a path to God. And if you don't think so, the greatest, the best Sufi in the world was Atta, and read his book, The Conference of the Birds. Yes. For him, this is possible or the easiest way. Nearly all of my, so I was abused for my wrong writing by my parents and dyslexia, and I was a stutterer. I could not learn German grammar until today. And I was not creative, all through the pressure of my parents. Nearly all of my German girlfriends hindered me to speak out what I was thinking, like my parents. When I forced them to stop their bad behavior and separated, guess what happened? I became a creative writer and my stuttering stopped. This was the reason why I was stuttering, because I could not say what I was thinking. Don't let other people stop you. Just leave them alone. I do that always. Always, without any exception. I was abused by my father. He was a great musician. For my inability to make music. Guess I learned to make music on the sitar, keyboard, tabla, and I learned singing. I suffered from incurable diseases. For instance, my whole body was paralyzed and so on. And guess I have healed all them. Also from my back, it was destroyed, everything. I healed everything by myself. And I never believed in doctors. And even these glorious doctors have killed me 2 times. I was 2 times clinically dead through a wrong treatment of the doctors. Okay. And today I'm totally healthy. I'm totally fit. Okay, yes, a small paralyzation, but yes, a small one. Okay, and what are saying the Sufis? A Sufi can keep every rule and break every rule. So what? Because every rule is a veil in front of God. We should go beyond our rules to discover God. Yes. When a phoenix dies, he burns himself and a new phoenix is born. Nice. Yeah. The old phoenix has to die. This means our old ego has to die. With all these rules, assumption, nothing new can happen if it not die. So you don't need to make suicide to discover what is beyond your imaginations. Life can be amazing, so why not try out something entirely new? Okay. I hope I have inspired you. Okay, thank you and bye.